Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB and the purveyor of the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism for the last 42 years. He started when he was only 9. Bill, thanks again for being here and for bringing us this great summary. Thanks for the amazing work that you do putting this together. I mean, folks, it's the gold standard. It's the global gold standard. In fact, I said earlier, Bill, it's beyond that. It's not even the platinum standard. This is the rare earth standard for small business.
Well, thank you.
Globally.
And, I certainly had fun doing it. Still am having fun doing it.
I know you are, and I'm so happy that I want to keep you doing it too, and let's just you and me live forever and keep reporting on this. That's what I
Yeah, that would be nice. From your lips, right?
Yeah, exactly. So okay, let's talk about capital spending. You said that that small business owners bought a lot of stuff last summer. What did they do in February?
Well, we did see another increase of one point in the percent of owners, you know, who reported making a capital outlay, and you know, that's good. But if you put it in perspective, it's kind of, you know, in the lower half of the readings that we've had, in, you know, on capital spending. So, yes, it's marched kind of steadily up from 09, but it's still historically, you know, a lot less than we would plan on doing. And if we look at, then we ask a question about plans to make capital outlays over the next 3 to 6 months. Excuse me. And that's the highest we've seen since 07,
mm-hmm.
but and it climbed steadily up since, you know, 09, but it's still, you know, like in the lower third
right.
of the readings historically. It's still a weak reading historically, so we're not really
moving
out there yet.
I wonder how much of an impact the cloud is having on CapEx.
You think about what our small businesses, you know, do and need for, you know, for capital spending, you know, really, it's not a lot of high tech stuff. And
well, but we're not doing
a lot of data crunching out there.
No, but what I'm getting at though is there may be some things that we would have bought more computers, we would have bought more software for, you know, to have an install base type of capability. Whereas now, if there's more cloud capability, we can rent that. We don't have to capitalize it. We don't have to buy more equipment. We rent it and work out in the cloud. I mean, I just wonder if that's having some impact on your traditional CapEx reporting.
Yeah, and you know, supporting that position, I'll ask you, what year do you think in our history capital spending peaked for our members?
For your members, what year in history?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 99.
Very close. So you're thinking the right way. It's 2000, of course, and that
uh-huh.
peaked. You know, the reported the last 6 months, right? Last that what they're looking back and talking about the last 6 months. But it peaked in 2000. It was all about Y2K. So
right.
we all did run
that,
out.
That was one of the reasons why I chose 99. But
yeah, that's
yeah.
A, so you. So you got the right answer to the question. It's just a matter of, you know, where the dot goes.
Right.
And again, we're asking about the last 6 months. So in 2000, they're talking about 99, right?
Right.
So you got the right answer.
We
do buy a lot of capital, that kind of capital equipment, you know, when the need is there. And so, you know, if we can rent, you know, renting it and of course, software became more expensive than the hardware. The hardware got really cheap, and it's that complicated software that got more expensive. And so you're right. We could be losing momentum on the capital spending numbers just because of what we're asking and how we're asking.
Quickly, Bill, wrapping up here. I got about a minute. What do you see going forward? Two things quickly. Will the Fed raise rates this year in June maybe? And what do you think the economy is going to do the rest of the year?
I think they'll raise rates. It's getting embarrassing. The economy's not great, but it's totally inconsistent with the zero interest rate. So they're just going to have to do it. The economy this year, it'll grow better, a little bit better than last year. Last year was 2.4 for the year, year over year.
Yeah.
We'll do 2.6, 2.7 maybe, but that's about it. We're still,
there's too many
things that need to happen that won't happen.
Yeah, so, but still under 3.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I forecast earlier. I also predicted they would not raise rates this year, as you may remember. So I still have that on the blocks. My record is on the line there. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Look forward to next month already. Come back soon. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I promise you. Check out whatever Bill does is top shelf, and we're so grateful to have him available to us and the time he gives us. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.